This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. In the last decade, a multi-billion dollar industry has emerged, and much of its products end up in our toilets. We're talking about the wet wipes industry. Companies that once just made baby wipes, like Irving-based Kimberly-Clark Corporation, now sell wet wipes in all sizes and shapes for all ages, and some are categorized as flushable. But as soon as those wipes go down the drain, controversy bubbles up. You're lucky this is radio, because the odor here at the Trinity River Authority's wastewater treatment plant in West Dallas is pungent. More than 100 million gallons of raw sewage pass through each day. Technical Services Manager Bill Cyrus is wearing an orange safety vest, hard hat, and a bushy salt-and-pepper mustache.
Now, you don't even seem to be flinching with the smell.
No, ma'am. There's good days and bad days.
This plant is the first stop for wastewater, where all the solids that didn't break down in the pipes are removed with bars and screens. These days, the screens are filled not only with paper towels and feminine hygiene products, but increasingly, wet wipes. Cyrus calls the mucky, off-white, and gray material rags.
You've been here for many decades. Is what it's pulling up today, just right there at least, the same as what it's been pulling up for decades?
Oh, no. The rag issue is going up, 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 up. That industry has gone up exponentially in the last 5 to 6 years.
When the rags build up, they can damage the machinery, plug pumps, and back up the entire system, all the way to your bathroom. Cyrus says in 2015, maintenance like de-ragging and hauling the waste to the landfill cost $165,000. He wants the public to know.
It's costing them more to treat their wastewater. It's tearing up equipment, costing a lot more manpower when they could just be throwing it in the trash can in the first place. You know, out of sight, out of mind.
Convenience is a big reason we've gone crazy for wet wipes, according to Jennifer Christ. She's with the U.S. market research firm Fredonia Group.
The wet wipes industry has grown from being just simple baby wipes and wet wipes for cleaning your hands after eating ribs to a $2.1 billion industry.
Introducing Wipe Me Wet Wipes.
There's a wipe for everything, to clean grease, to put on deodorant, insect repellent, sunscreen, to remove makeup.
Can your makeup remover do that?
Even investor Mark Cuban got in on the wipes business after this pitch from the founders of Dude Wipes on Shark Tank.
Are you still wiping the old-fashioned way with just toilet paper?
Wastewater managers across the globe say flushing so many wipes can have a disgusting side effect. Maybe the word fatberg rings a bell?
Massive buildup of waste is causing a major stink in London's old Victorian sewers. The 130-ton so-called fatberg...
Globs of congealed cooking fat, held together with the help of wet wipes, are forming in the U.S. too. Recently, Baltimore utility workers had to use water jets and a slicing device to scrape away a fatberg there. The National Association of Clean Water Agencies says wipes are jamming pumps, even the supposedly flushable ones, costing U.S. utilities up to $1 billion a year. But the Association of Nonwoven Fabric Industries, which represents the makers of wet wipes, says wipes labeled flushable go through testing and are compatible with wastewater systems. So what's the deal?
Well, the industry has had a really hard time defining what it means to be flushable.
Market researcher Jennifer Christ says now the question of flushability will go to federal court. This month, Irving-based wet wipe giant Kimberly-Clark sued the city of Washington, D.C. after the district created its own flushability standards. And a note, Kimberly-Clark sponsors KERA. The corporation alleges, among other things, the new law could require companies to label products "do not flush," and in doing so, violates the First Amendment. Yes, there will be a debate over wet wipes, labeling, and the U.S. Constitution. Trina McCormick directs research and engineering for Kimberly-Clark's family care business, which includes Cottonelle flushable wipes.
Honestly, non-flushable wipes are causing a lot of the problems. Non-flushable wipes and trash.
McCormick says wipes labeled flushable already meet the industry set standards. Among those standards, the slosh box test to see if a wipe breaks down while being shaken in water. Mary Gugliuzza with the Fort Worth Water Department says the standards aren't good enough.
Companies labeling them as flushable aren't the ones who are having to deal with the sewer system. Just because something can be flushed doesn't mean it should be flushed.
One of the challenges? Identifying which wipes are causing problems. It's a nasty job Bill Cyrus, the man with the orange vest and the bushy mustache back at the water treatment plant, is digging into.
I can't tell if it's the duck or if it's the little lamb.
That's right. He's looking at used wet wipes removed from the sewer, trying to figure out which brands are clogging the system.
So we photograph them, we dry them out, after we've weighed them.
But you're basically doing forensics on wet wipes.
That's correct.
He says he's not anti-wet wipes, but if you choose to use them, he says, at least for now, please put them in the trash. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.